do it, even if it's a terrible experience for a little while.
This is the Adventure Mindset Podcast. We're your hosts, Tanya and Adam, travel filmmakers living in our camper van and out of our backpacks for the last 4 years.
Through our experience and through conversations with others, we discuss travel, adventure, courage, and mindset.
You'll hear from guests who remind us that life is short, that personal growth matters, and that adventure is for everyone, whatever adventure means to you.
Subscribe to join our community. This is the Adventure Mindset Podcast.
Have you ever hoped to take on an adventure, a van life adventure, with your best friends? But it turns out that your best friends are cats.
Very lucky to have best friends that are cats, I'd say. Yeah, if you have, then that is what this episode is all about. This is an excerpt, I can never say that word, from episode 28 with Dan and Marlene, aka Mally Mish.
They have been traveling full-time for the last 15 years, doing van life across 4 continents with 3 kids and 2 cats.
It's definitely an episode we recommend checking out. But for now, here is a little never-before-heard snippet from a conversation all about van life with cats. So if you can think of anybody who might enjoy this or is thinking of traveling with cats, make sure you share it with them. Let them know, because maybe they'll learn something from people who have lived in a van with cats for years.
Yeah, you don't want your best friends to hold you back. You want them to be part of your adventure.
Exactly. So we've had guests on before who have done van life with a dog, sometimes with 2 dogs. My mum travelled with 2 dogs in Jitters. But we've never had anybody on the podcast who has done van life with cats. And I'm just wondering, there'll be lots of people listening who'll be wondering about van life with cats. I'm sure there'll be some people with cats, and it's not as highly represented, I think, van life with cats as van life with dogs. So what would be your advice to anybody who is considering van life with cats? Do you think it's easier than with dogs, worse than with dogs? Like, how is it?
Spill the beans.
Twin and Toby, that's the cat's name. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, Twin and Toby.
It's different, you know. There's pros and cons to having a dog versus a cat.
Yeah, you don't have to walk a cat, but also you also can't tell a cat to stay.
Plus side of having a cat is, if the weather's nice and they have a litter box inside and food and water, they're fine
well,
inside.
Also, like these 2 cats that we have now, we've had them for 2 years, but our first 10 years on the road, we had a different cat. We had a cat that was 6 years old when we first left California, and she lived in our, and she was an indoor cat exclusively for those first 6 years of her life.
Didn't want to come out.
Didn't want to come out. So then the first 10 years of our travels, we had an indoor cat that lived inside the camper almost exclusively. Every now and then she'll pop out, she'll go under the car, and then something would spook her in, and she'll just jump back in for the rest of the day.
Aww.
So that was far easier. So, you know, that being our experience will tell you that obviously every cat is different, just like dogs.
These cats are way different.
Yeah. The age, you know, how old they are, how they're raised, and, you know, where they come from, it's all a factor. Like, these cats were feral cats that we picked up, you know, so they didn't like people, and they still don't. They only like us. So people will approach us and want to pet them, and we'll have to like tell them to stop.
Stop where you are.
Yeah. Hold on a second before you come closer. Let me tell you what you're about to get yourself into.
And they're rescues, right?
From Croatia.
Yeah. So they're rescue in a sense that they were feral and they were strays that we just picked up from the road. They didn't come from a shelter. We were the shelter, and these are, we failed at sheltering them.
We were just going to neuter them and get them healthy. There was 5 kittens and 3 died, and we just took them inside the house, even though they didn't want to be in the house. And we just tried our best to make them healthy. And then winter came, and they were still in the house. And
then once winter left, we couldn't just send them back out.
They got attached to us pretty quickly, and we did a test trip in the van to see if it would work. And when we went out for a family walk, while we were wild camping, they followed us. And we walked to the van, they followed us back.
In Europe, it was really easy. We would let them out and they'll just run around. They only not come back, or they only came back late twice. Toby didn't come back for a long time one night in Croatia, and then Twin didn't come back for a long time one night in Portugal.
They always come back for, you know, besides two random things. They're out free all day, and they come in for dinner. I close the door when it's dark, and they're fine. They're tired, and they sleep all night. But now in the United States and North America, there's more predators and coyote populations that snatch up cats. So now they're on leash a lot more. So we spend a lot of time daily training them on leashes, and they're fine with it now. Of course, we'd all rather them be free running around, but different situations, like we said earlier, to be flexible, you know, we try to see what's best for them. And if they're wild, that's great. But we also can be flexible and put on leashes on them, and they can still get their outdoor time.
You know, older, so we didn't think that leashes, these two cats would take to the leashes, but they really have no choice, and they've done pretty well on them. But our older cat that passed away, she actually did get to go to Europe. She was there for like 2 days before she passed away while we're in Belgium. But she never took to the leash.
We just didn't try hard. I think the key with cats is consistency, because we put the harnesses on them every day. They didn't want the harness, but we kept practicing every day.
They got used to it.
No choice. And then they're like, they know the leash goes on, or their harness goes on, and they're going to go outside. So they're
right. Mm-hmm. And we also built a van. We built this van knowing that we were traveling with our cat. So we had a space for a litter box already. Mm-hmm. And when our cat passed away, we still had that space. So we just used it for storage for those couple of years when we didn't have pets, those two glorious years that we didn't have pets. and then once we got pets, well, okay, fine. We have a space for a litter box already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love how independent cats are, and the fact that you can just leave them there with their water and their food and their litter box, and also that they can just roam around, you know, obviously at where you are right now in Baja, as you're saying, like there's lots of coyotes and you have to adapt to different scenarios. But just the fact that they can just see different parts of the world and have that independence depending on where they are. Like, that is incredible. It's these so cool. Cats in Croatia are now in Mexico.
That's so funny. And I thought that cats would need to be kept in the van more. I didn't think you'd be okay to let them off and go, because I always thought they always would try and go home. But I guess they learn to see the van as home, so that's where they know to come back to, which is amazing. Amazingly smart.
Yeah, I mean, it amazes me too. Every time when we don't see them and we feel like they've roamed too far and that they wouldn't be able to find their way back, and then they somehow always find their way back. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. And maybe those couple of times when they did, you know, spend a little bit longer out than usual, it was because maybe they got slightly lost and it took them longer to find their way back. It's tricky. But yeah, so it was new to us, but letting them, leash training them, or here anyways, and or letting them just loose running around really wasn't a choice. Like, we had no choice but to figure out a way to make it work.
Yeah.
Because they were, at the beginning, they were not going to be kept inside, or we were all going to be very unhappy. So yeah, so that was something that we had to do, and then luckily it worked out. I can't say that it will work out for every cat, but you can certainly, like Marlene said, like if you want to make it work, you just have to be consistent and persistent.
Mm-hmm.
Do it even if it's a terrible experience for a little while.
Yeah, just power through. And Marlene, I know that you have some great resources that you've put together of just tips and tricks and any advice on doing van life with cats. So we will make sure to link that in the show notes for anyone that's listening and is interested and excited at the prospect of traveling with your furry companion. So we'll make sure to link that.
Thank you very much for listening. And just a reminder that if you want to listen to the full episode with Dan and Marlene, aka Mally Mish, then you can do so by going all the way back to episode 28. The episode is titled 15 Years of Van Life Across Four Continents with Three Kids and Two Cats. So yeah, a good conversation, definitely worth checking out if you haven't already heard it. And just one more thing, as I always like to say, please give this podcast a rating, leave a review, and share with friends, because it helps us out immensely.